This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thanks for listening. Back from a week off. Spent time with my, well, about to be 14-year-old daughter on her winter break. We flew to my hometown of Houston to see family. And man, I have never had so many people tell me they were praying we had safe flights, asking me to text as soon as I landed. All these plane crashes as everyone spooked. And there were a couple of crashes on the news while we were in Houston. So relatives were looking at me for my reaction, knowing we had to fly back. Man, it was crazy. And I had to try to ignore all that to be cool for my daughter while boarding a plane for the ride back home. Yeah, can't grab her arm and start screaming when a little turbulence hits. And it did a couple times, but we were fine. Honestly, wasn't thinking about all the crashes lately. I still had Whataburger, Shipley Donuts, and Trill Burgers on my brain. I do eat good when back home.
My favorite stories of the day.
Well, first, one of my favorite journalists, NBC Nightly News anchor Lester Holt, is stepping down this summer after a decade in the position. They say he'll stay on as host of Dateline. No replacement name yet for Nightly News, but big shoes to fill. Okay, four favorite stories this time. So let's start with the one in South Jersey. That is where there's a neighborhood called Amherst Farms in Mickleton in East Greenwich in Gloucester County. Man, New Jersey's towns within towns is weird to explain. But in Mickleton's neighborhood of Amherst Farms, there's a homeowners association in an almost 3-year legal fight with the homeowner over her 5 emotional support chickens and their backyard coop. Yeah, the HOA does not want her chickens in their chicken coop outside. They sent the homeowner a letter basically saying they could attract wild animals, that she did not prove a therapeutic need for emotional support chickens, and if she needs them, they should be kept inside. Also, question why she needs so many. Why not one emotional support chicken? Now, remember, this is happening in a neighborhood called Amherst Farms, and one would think a homeowners association with the word farms in their name would be cool with emotional support chickens. But nope. Fox 29 Philadelphia is reporting the homeowner and her husband hired an attorney, and they're fighting this until the end, which a judge said is April 4th. So a little over a month for the homeowner to get rid of the chickens, or as the judge said, someone will come and take her emotional support. In Louisiana, Grant Parish Sheriff's investigators are accusing 2 18 and 19 year old Colorado men of thinking like 18 and 19 year olds, coming up with a plan to take over $85,000 worth of meth and $112,000 worth of tobacco and shoot them over a federal prison fence to inmates by using a compressed air cannon. Now, since sheriff's deputies are talking about the plan apparently did not work as planned. Yeah, investigators did not say if the duo actually did shoot the meth and cigarettes on the prison grounds, if they tried and missed, if caught beforehand, or to which inmate these two came all the way from Colorado to cannon blast meth and cigarettes over the fence. But cops did say the 18 and 19 year olds are now behind bars themselves, facing contraband and drug charges, and that the 18-year-old is here illegally, so immigration agents have him, along with the meth and tobacco and the cannon. Now to South Florida, where local 10 TV News is reporting a woman shopping in a Dollar Tree store in Miami-Dade County's Pinewood area got creeped out back on the Tuesday before Valentine's Day because some guy kept following her. So the county sheriff's arrest report that local 10 cited says she whipped out her phone there to video record as this guy whipped out what creepy dudes would whip out and started masturbating while maintaining eye contact with her. Now, the arrest report specifically pointed that out, not adding anything, and he was apparently gazing deep into her eyes and not seeing anything else because sheriff's deputies say the man tucked himself back in, pulled up his pants, and ran off after the woman yelled that she was recording him. And there is an arrest report because Miami-Dade County Sheriff say the woman gave them the video and they tracked down this 42-year-old man 2 days later, arrested him, and said the woman picked him out of a photo lineup of his face, we'll presume. Well, now from Dollar Tree to a Family Dollar store in South Florida's Gulfport. It was there where police say the store manager saw a guy steal about $50 worth of cleaning supplies and a package of Goldfish crackers, walk out the store and hand the cleaning supplies to a passenger in a car parked out front. But when the 65-year-old Family Dollar store manager ran out to stop him, cops say he turned around and smacked her in the face with the Goldfish crackers. Now, this happened last September when he got away, but cops say they just caught up to the 29-year-old the Thursday before last, and turns out he was not hard to find. He was already in jail on a robbery charge after being accused of punching, biting, and stabbing a man to steal his skateboard. Back after this break, but before we hit pause, check out this DJ's podcast.
It's the hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg H.
You can download the Jams podcast mix for free. Just Google search Jams podcast mix.
Real hip-hop and R&B matters. The hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg H.
It's not often that you'd want to lean in for a close sniff of toilet paper.
Ew.
But the rose-scented paper rolls from Rosie will make you want to press those nostrils up against a roll. And there, you can inhale the rosy aroma soon to bless your bottom and feel the four plies of cotton ball softness about to caress your tush. Rosie bathroom rolls, because your butt deserves it.
Available nowhere.
And now, for the world around us.
Which still involves witchcraft and voodoo in some parts of the world, like in southern Africa, the Caribbean, and some pockets of Louisiana here in the U.S. And with folks headed to New Orleans for Mardi Gras parades going on now through Fat Tuesday next week, March 4th, some will stop in the little shops to buy voodoo dolls and talk with priests and priestesses. It's still a thing. And two men are on trial right now, just started last week in Zambia in southern Africa, because they're accused of practicing witchcraft to try and put a curse on the country's president. As CBS News is reporting, one of the two just testified during trial that they were promised to be paid over $1 million to put a spell on Zambia's president, to kill him. And police say a hotel worker, a cleaner, just happened to hear weird noises coming from a room back in December and reported it. And that led to the men being arrested, while cops say the two had a chameleon in a bottle inside the room, along with an animal's tail, some sort of mysterious white powder and a red cloth for something. And investigators suspect the something was the spell the two were supposed to come up with. But the president is alive and up for re-election next year. And get this, he, the president, was also accused himself of witchcraft when he was Zambia's political opposition leader over a decade ago. And the accuser was the late president, who at the time bragged the witchcraft from his home state was stronger than the current president's. In Brazil, well, candomblé, that's the name for the voodoo they practice there in Brazil, and it sounds like the mayor of a town right outside of Sao Paulo had some sort of curse put on him, because José Aprigo da Silva not only just lost his re-election bid, he was also shot in the left shoulder while campaigning last October, and now civil police and the prosecutor there carried out raids last week because they're accusing the 72-year-old da Silva of staging his shooting by hiring two men to carry out a fake assassination attempt, which cops say was meant to help da Silva ride a wave of public sympathy in the re-election. Well, investigators are not sure if he was trying to really get shot, but they say his allies paid the equivalent of $88,000 for his trip to a hospital's intensive care unit. Also, he could still lose. Now, in Canada, Ontario's general election is this Thursday, but there's one less candidate on the ballot for the Elgin Middlesex London legislative seat because New Democratic Party candidate Amanda Zavitz dropped out last week. The Western University sociology professor announced on Facebook that she was leaving the race because it has become clear that my past comments are distracting. That was a quote. And these past comments she speaks of.
My secret is that I want to be a black woman.
Now, this is from a speech she gave before a UN conference a decade ago. It was posted to YouTube and dug up by a conservative opponent. Now, for the record, Zavitz has blonde hair and blue eyes, but says she's not lying.
I want to be an expert in inequality with lived experiences of poverty and living in addiction and alcoholism.
Now, black women are known to have other lived experiences, too. But Zavitz went on saying she wants to lead a fifth wave of feminism.
That's my dream. But it's difficult when you're called a Karen.
And proved too hard to run for office while being called a Karen after progressive conservatives put out this old video. So Zavitz again apologized, while her party leader told reporters what she said was deeply concerning. Back in a
Have you been arrested for throwing a freak-off party?
Or for being video recorded relieving yourself on a teen girl in bed? The law firm of McCracken and Butts is the team for you.
Call McCracken and Butts at 212-555-5555.
That's 212-555-5555.
My cracking and butts. It's what we do for...
What's up with what's going down, though?
And police in Munich, Germany are trying to find who thought it would be a good idea to put over 1,000 stickers on gravestones and wooden crosses with nothing but a QR code on the stickers for people to scan if they would want to scan some QR code on their loved one's gravestone. Yeah, these stickers popped up out of nowhere over the last week at 3 cemeteries in Munich. But the thing is, police say a scan of the QR code actually pulls up the name of the person buried, along with its location there in the cemetery. So whoever did it may have been trying to be helpful or came up with this idea and decided to do it without permission and apologize later. But without permission, Munich police also consider this property damage from when the stickers were peeled off. So trying to track down this person or crew who apparently figured a digital way to locate a buried loved one is convenient. But when that convenience is a sticker on somebody's headstone, people may not see the convenience because their eyes are filled with red from anger at that sticker on their loved one's headstone.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays next.
All the time when you're tuning in here. This is Mike Mann, keeping the party going with a classic from the Bishop Supreme, Slammy Sammy.
Mumbo funk. Tear the roof off, the mother sucker, tear the roof off, the sucker baby, we want the funk, give us the funk, gotta have that funk. I'm talking flashlight, I'm talking red light and neon light.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Tuesday the 25th. Quincy's daughter, actor Rashida Jones, is 49, and comedian and show host Chelsea Handler hitting the big 5-0.
'Cause you had a bad day.
Singer Daniel Powder, 54. Mikey in the Goonies. Actor Sean Astin, also 54. Actor Tia Leone, 59. Model and actor Veronica Webb, 60. And so is comedian Carrot Top, 60. And talk show host Sally Jesse Raphael is 83. Then on Wednesday, fun singer Nate Russ will be 43. Singer Corinne Bailey Ray is turning 46.
I think you better call Tyrone.
Singer Erykah Badu will be 54.
Tell me, how am I supposed to live without you?
Singer and actor Michael Bolton in Nora from Queens lately, he'll be 72.
I'm going to ask you some real simple questions and I want some real simple answers.
And actor, director, and producer Bill Duke in Menace to Society, among his over 160 credits. Duke will be 82. And then on Thursday the 27th, Jersey Shore reality show actor Jenny Farley, or J-Wow, yeah, J-Wow will be 39. Actor Kate Mara will be 42.
You raise me up.
Singer Josh Groban will be 44. TLC singer Chili, 54.
Down to Brickyard Road.
Leonard Skinner and Van Zandt, singer Johnny Van Zandt, 65. And a quick shout out to singer Roberta Flack, who died Monday at the age of 88. I know Killing Me Softly was her biggest hit, but this remake she did of Set the Night to Music with Maxi Priest, one of my favorites, takes me back to the early 90s, my first year in college, and when Dad lived in L.A. Yeah, that Roberta Flack remake with Maxi Priest brings back those feelings, so she'll live on forever in my life soundtrack. That's the magic of music. And, hey, we're magically done with another Real Pod Newscast. As always, thanks so much for listening. Please hit follow on the podcast page if haven't already. And please tell friends, enemies, frenemies, whoever, that there's this fun mini newscast out there in the podverse. So have a great rest of the week. Back on Friday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Showed up.